Good morning. Welcome to Bible Talk. Last week we addressed the question, how do we know the Bible is God's Word? We stated that the Bible was written over a period of about 1,600 years by about 40 different men from vastly different backgrounds who spoke different languages and grew up in different cultures. But they wrote a book with unity and harmony, telling one story without contradiction. And we asked the question, does it make sense that all these men, over all these years, could have produced a book like the Bible with such unity and harmony on their own, without divine guidance? The answer is no. We concluded that without the help of God, we would have no Bible. The Bible is what it claims to be, the inspired Word of God, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. The men who wrote it were moved by the Holy Spirit, 2 Peter 1, verses 20 and 21. And our purpose on this program is to search the Bible, to search the Scriptures to learn God's will for our lives. We're glad that you're with us. If you have a Bible question that you would like for us to address on this program, we would like to hear from you. There are three ways that you may send us your Bible questions, by email, by telephone, or by the postal service. And we will give you the addresses and the phone number at the end of the program today. Now, we mentioned last week that the Bible is a book of unity and harmony without contradictions. But someone may be saying, but there are contradictions in the Bible. And so the question that I want us to consider this morning is, does the Bible contradict itself? If the Bible is contradictory, then we as Christians have a problem. You know, if the men who wrote the Bible contradict one another, then there are two possibilities. Either it makes God a liar, or the Bible is a fraud. You see, if God authored the Bible and what was written contradicts itself, then God is revealing what is untrue. But the Bible says in Hebrews 6 and verse 18, it is impossible for God to lie. The other alternative is that the Bible is a fraud. It is not the Word of God. In other words, it claims to be something that it is not. And so we can see that if the Bible is contradictory, then we have a serious problem. But I contend that the Bible does not contradict itself. Those who say there are contradictions in the Bible must produce one. It ought to be initially observed that the principle of innocent until proven guilty surely must be applied to the Bible. As we normally assume a person to be truthful until it is demonstrated otherwise, so also a book, including the Bible, should be assumed to be internally consistent until it conclusively shows itself to be self-contradictory. And so, does the Bible contradict itself? Well, first of all, let us ask the question, what is a contradiction? Many people do not have an accurate view of what constitutes a genuine contradiction. We need to emphasize that a mere difference does not a contradiction make. Two statements may seem to contradict when in reality they do not. For example, consider these two statements. John is rich and John is poor. Now, do these statements contradict? Not necessarily. First of all, two different people named John may be under consideration. Secondly, two different time frames may be in view. John may have been rich but became poor. Thirdly, the words rich and poor might have been used in different senses. John could be financially poor, but spiritually rich. And so when one is confronted with an alleged contradiction, he must be absolutely certain that, first of all, the same person or thing is under consideration. Secondly, the same time period is in view. And thirdly, the seemingly conflicting language is employed in the same sense. The point is this. It is never legitimate to assume a contradiction until every possible means of harmonization has been fully exhausted. Now, let us apply this principle to the Bible. We want to look at several examples of alleged contradictions in the Bible and show that there are no contradictions, but that there are reasonable explanations for the differences in statements. There was a man who said that he found a discrepancy in the Bible. He suggested that whereas Noah's ark, with all the animals in it, must have weighed several tons, Genesis chapter 6. The priests were said to have carried the ark across the Jordan River, in Joshua chapter 3. How could four priests carry an ark that weighed several tons? Well, there are two different arks under consideration. There's Noah's ark and the ark of the covenant that resided in the most holy place of the tabernacle that was carried by the priest. You see, no discrepancy here. Two things are under consideration. Also, when considering an alleged contradiction in Scripture, we need to ask the question, is the same time period in view? Or is the same time reference being used? Someone said, in Genesis 1 verse 31, the Bible says, the Lord God saw everything that He had made, and indeed it was very good. But in Genesis 6 and verse 6 it says, and the Lord was sorry that He had made man on the earth, and He was grieved in His heart. Well, the person is suggesting that the Lord was at the same time satisfied and dissatisfied with His creation, contending that there is a contradiction. Well, there is no contradiction here. The fall of man and his committing sin in several hundred years of human history separate the two statements. Man was viewed in two entirely different time frames. Immediately after the creation, God says it was very good. But after man committed sin and after mankind over hundreds of years became morally corrupt, then it says that the Lord was sorry that He had made man on the earth, and He was grieved in His heart. And so there's no contradiction. Some have charged the Bible with a mistake in connection with the time of Jesus' trial and death. Mark writes that Jesus was crucified at the third hour, Mark 15 verse 25. While John's account has the Lord being tried before Pilate at the sixth hour, John 19 verse 14. He is tried at the sixth hour and then crucified at the third hour. How can that be? Well, John and Mark use two different time references. John's record was based upon Roman civil days, while Mark computed according to Jewish time. You see, the Romans began their days at the same as we do, at 12 o'clock midnight. And the Jews began counting their hours at our 6 o'clock a.m. Thus, different time references were involved, and so there's no contradiction. Again, we must emphasize it is never legitimate to assume a contradiction until every possible means of harmonization has been fully exhausted. We need to be fair with the Bible. Also, when considering alleged contradictions in the Bible, we need to ask the question, is the seemingly conflicting language employed in the same sense? In Acts 9 and Acts 22, we are given two accounts of when Jesus appeared to Saul of Tarsus, or Paul, on the road to Damascus. Jesus appeared to Saul and spoke to him. In Acts 9 and verse 7 it says, and the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. But in Acts 22 and verse 9, Paul says, and those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. Now one account says the men with Saul heard a voice. The other account says that he did not hear the voice. Well, is there a contradiction? Well, no. You see, the word hear, H-E-A-R, in these two passages are employed in two different senses. The word hear may mean to perceive sound, or it may mean to understand what is being said. Jesus uses the word hear in these two senses in Matthew 13, verses 13 and 14, when He said, therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you will see, and not perceive. Jesus says that some hear, but do not hear, meaning they hear the words, but they do not understand them. You know, we use the word hear in the same way today. I may say, I didn't hear what you said. Not that I didn't hear the sound of your voice, but I didn't understand what was being said. Well, the men who traveled with Saul heard the sound of the voice, but they did not hear in understanding what was being said. So there's no contradiction. Some of the alleged contradictions in the Bible are examples of what we call supplementation. For example, if I say I have a son, and then immediately I say I have no son, then I would be contradicting myself. But if I say, I have a son, and then I announce I have a daughter, I do not contradict myself because I have both a son and a daughter. Both statements are true. This is an example of supplementation. Well, let's look at an example in the Bible. There is the case of Jesus casting out the demons from two demon-possessed men in the country of the Gadarenes. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all make mention of this miracle. Now, Mark and Luke mention only one man from whom Jesus cast out demons. Matthew mentions two demon-possessed men. This is supplementation, not a contradiction. You see, if Mark and Luke had stated that Jesus cast out demons from only one man, with Matthew affirming that more than one man had demons cast from them, an error would surely be apparent. But such was not the case. Obviously, Mark and Luke mention only the more prominent of the two demon-possessed men, maybe the more notorious of the two. Or it may be he was the one who was converted to be a disciple of Jesus, which is a possibility according to Mark 5, verses 18 through 20. So you see, supplementation is where one account gives additional information to the other accounts, and there's no contradiction. Another principle that we must keep in mind as we look at alleged contradictions in the Bible is that opposites are not necessarily contradictory. Some people contend that the Bible contradicts itself when it represents God as both loving and hating. You see, John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. 1 John 4:8 says, "For God is love." But the Bible also says that God hates. Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19 mention six things that the Lord hates, such as a lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood, etc. Psalm 5 and verse 5 says that God hates all workers of iniquity. Well, does the Bible contradict itself when it represents God as both loving and hating? No, because these words are used with reference to different objects. God loves mankind and wants man to be saved from sin, and so He sent His Son to die for them. But God hates evil. He hates what wicked men have become. He hates their evil way of life. So God loving and hating are opposites, but not contradictory, because the objects of His love and hate are different. And so in dealing with so-called contradictions in the Bible, let these principles be carefully remembered. No contradiction exists between verses that refer to different persons or things. Number two, no contradiction exists between passages that involve different time elements. Number three, no contradiction exists between verses that employ phraseology in different senses. And number four, supplementation is not contradiction. Number five, opposites are not necessarily contradictions. And number six, if there is any reasonable way of harmonizing passages that appear to be in conflict, to be fair, we must not charge the Bible with a contradiction. And I think it's also important to note that the differences in various scriptural accounts of the same events actually demonstrate the independence of the Bible writers. In other words, the writers were not in collusion. Well, you may have a Bible question that you would like for us to address on this program. If so, send it in. There are three ways in which you may send in your Bible questions. You may email it to us. Our email address is sjchurch@fidnet.com. Or you may call it in. Our phone number is 573-265-8628. And if no one is there to answer, just leave your question on the answering machine. Or you may mail it in. The address is Bible Talk, P.O. Box 308, St. James, Missouri, 65559.